An 8-year-old Kimberley girl has taken her love of books to the world because when she was stuck at home during the height of the pandemic in Western Australia, she decided to read a new book every day and post a video of it online.
Hey guys, today we're going to be reading Clippity Clop, written by Pamela Allen. Hope you enjoy. Ready? Asked the little old man. Ready, answered the little old woman. Let's go, said the little old man. Meow. Oh. Meow. So the little old woman pulled and pulled. Eek. Ah. And the little old man pushed and shoved.
That's Johnny Ockerby from her Storytime with Johnny Facebook page, which she set up with her mum, Helen. And now Johnny is going to be part of the Corrugated Lines Writers Festival this weekend in Broome. Both Helen and Johnny are with me. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Johnny, starting with you, how did you get this idea to read books and post the videos?
Well, I was getting really bored when coronavirus was around, so I just came up with the idea of just reading books and just posting them on Facebook to encourage other kids to read.
There are lots of lovely Kimberley storybooks that you read from. Do you have some favourite stories in there that you read out loud? What are they?
One of my favourite ones are probably Clippity Clop from Pamela Allen, because it's been my favourite for a while.
I just love the fact that you put such a lot of expression into all the sound effects of it. That it's really fun reading out loud, isn't it?
Yeah.
And is there a Kimberley book that you also love to read?
Yeah, The Old Friend of Penny Tree.
Oh, that's a Bronwyn Houston one, isn't it, from memory?
Yeah.
It's a lovely story about the important frangipani tree. Helen, what do you think of your daughter's reading project?
Well, I think she did a great job in that period where we were stuck at home. She was driving me a bit crazy and we were trying to think of things for her to do that were in the house. And we're like, why don't we just, get on the book idea you had. So, yeah, she had a lot of fun. Yeah, but a little bit of independence too, because at one point there she was recording her own videos and then sending to me post.
So how do you think it's helped Johnny's knowledge and skills then, Helen?
I think her reading, you could tell when maybe she was a bit tired or if she was really excited, her reading differences. Also picking out books that were, relevant to the Kimberley area. I think we had a few different books all in a row that were from Mugaballa Books or just local authors and illustrators. So it was really good to see those books come to life again.
Johnny, do you think you've become a better reader because of this project?
Yeah, definitely.
I guess it's practice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I think you were hoping to get 100 books read. Are you keeping count? Where are you up to?
I think we're in our 50s or 60s for it.
That's fantastic.
We haven't posted for a while. We'll come back. So focus has been getting to school, making sure that she's, ready for school. And she does a lot of reading at school as well, which is important.
Absolutely. And what do you think, Helen, the project has given you both on a personal level?
I think we could work together on a project. Because we work really well as a team trying to, identify a book and then set up a little area for her to sit down with and then me listening to her read as well sometimes, because I full-time study as well. So sometimes Johnny might be reading to herself, but during that period we made a conscious effort to read together.
And it's so lovely, isn't it, to have books read aloud?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Johnny, have you also met new people through this online project?
Once I was at Barn Hill and I accidentally bumped into this lady and her daughter was a big fan of me because of my reading, because whenever they finished the video, she'd be like, I want to watch another one.
Yes, you've been able to extend your love of reading to complete strangers, which is a really powerful thing. My guest this morning on ABC Radio is 8-year-old Johnny Ockerby and her mum Helen. They're both from Broome. And Storytime with Johnny is a Facebook page which was started up earlier in the year with Johnny reading aloud. But this weekend, on Saturday morning, in fact, you can see Johnny and Kimberley author Pat Lowe in conversation, because they're at the Broome Library for the Corrugated Lines Writers Festival. Johnny, what are you looking forward to, or maybe most nervous about, this Saturday's public appearance?
I'm not really nervous, but I'm looking forward to the festival to go reading.
And Helen, what are you thinking about Johnny's appearance this Saturday morning?
Yeah, I think it's great. Johnny's known Pat for a little while now, so she lives next door to her Nana's house, and sometimes she peeps over. So I get to know that Pat's a writer or author, and they share a lot of little moments together. So, yeah, no, it's going to be great at the library, a good little audience, and Johnny will be able to tell her story, Pat talk about her story, and then do some questioning as well. And, you know, the Corrugated Lines crew have reaching out to us. It's been amazing. So thanks, Sarah Flynn, for reaching out to us as well.
Oh, it's just lovely to share the passion for books. Johnny, I know you've got to get ready for school now, so thank you for making time during your morning, and all the best for Saturday's appearance at the Corrugated Lines Writers Festival.
Thank you.
Bye, Helen. Helen and Johnny Ockerby from Broome, they're going to be sharing their stories this weekend. It's Saturday morning at the Broome Library. You do need to register for this event. Numbers are limited. The Corrugated Lines program is out. It is an abridged festival because of COVID-19's effect, but still enjoyable events to be had, from poetry to the role of book clubs to stories in different forms. It's on Friday and Saturday. Get a program, go online, details through the Broome Library, and you can meet Johnny on Saturday at 11 o'clock or check out her Storytime with Johnny Facebook page. She's just 8 and sharing her love of books.